listening. Welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You are tuned in live this January 25th, 2010 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And a little bit of fair warning, I'm going to do my best to get to None Dare Call It Conspiracy Chapter 2 today, but I got a few things that I have to address a few things before we do. I was thinking about it over the weekend, and so we're going to do that. We'll try to do it in rapid-fire succession and get through it a little bit quicker than usual, hopefully, so we can get to the topic of the hour, or the business du jour of None Dare Call It Conspiracy Chapter 2, so we can finally get to that subject matter, dealing with exactly what kind of a melting pot we're in at this point. But first, did you catch Ralph Winterode's broadcast yesterday? Without picking too many fights, all I'd say to those who are listening and understand what they heard is what I don't hear on other broadcasts is them playing the type of whoopin' that I heard Ralph play yesterday. And he casually, it's almost an afterthought that he was involved, in some of those, in all of those dialogues, actually. I think that's an indication of exactly what he has. I think there's a little bit more. In my opinion, I think there's a little bit more, and I think the blind side is the benefits. The reason, as I keep saying, if I understand what he's uncovered and what he's saying correctly, and he's saying that these regulations that are supposedly, they masquerade as substantive, but they have, they're nothing of the sort, and even the administrative system acknowledges that. Well, how could they miss that? How could the IRS miss for decades and decades that nothing they pass is substantive? It's not a substantive reg, has no force and effect of law. Then how are they hanging people out to dry every day? And I believe it goes back to the conversation we had about the benefits and how taking a benefit is actually worse than submitting yourself or subjecting yourself under a substantive reg, which is bad enough in the administrative system. As he demonstrated in his conversation with, I believe it was a DOL official, and the hijinks that's involved, and the fact that as I keep quoting from R.J. Pastrito's piece, where he quotes Gary Lawson's piece, "The Rise and Rise of the Administrative State," talking about how the commission is subject to the commission only. If commission rule is broken, commission can appeal to the commission, and it sounds absurd. But when you listen to what Ralph played yesterday, the absurdity is reality. That quote by R.J. Pastrito of Gary Lawson's Rise and Rise of the Administrative State in Pastrito's piece, The Administrative Branch, Where It Came From and What It Means for Limited Government, over at Heritage Foundation, that quote is exactly the kind of government that we have today and how it operates. Anyway, Ralph's broadcast, for anyone who's interested, I think, really gets to the root of the issue. We'll be right back.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. 718-615-0123. Call 718-615-0123. 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Okay, so for anyone who's interested, like I said, I don't want to pick a fight. It's not about fights. It's about answers and solutions. And, you know, you can't tangle with the administrative system and win. It's not possible. Because, well, listen to Ralph's broadcast. You'll understand why. I don't even want to get into it. It's not possible. We've done lots of broadcasts on that. Anyway, whatever works for everybody. You know, in the final analysis, we all have to decide for ourselves, obviously. Anyway, into the other things. That was interesting, just looking at a few things to begin with, in jumping off over at CSIS, CSIS.org. And I'll tell you, you know, if you want to know what's coming next, especially in the Western world, and anywhere for that matter, just go over to CSIS and go click on the menu link called Publications, and just bang around in there for a while. And trust me, you'll get an eye opener in a lot of areas that is quite shocking, frankly. One of the things you can find over there is the significant cyber incidents since 2006 report, which of course comes from one of my favorite people, not James Andrew Lewis over at CSIS, and he seems to have cornered the market on cyber and technological bad guy speak. So anyway, the significant cyber incidents since 2006 piece is just a report. It's about five pages long, outlining some of the more notable cyber incidents since 2006, obviously. And of course, they increase every year. The piece is just a quick throw together, it looks like, but it begins with the line, this list is a work in progress that we update as new incidents come to light. So, you know, the number increases every year. You got 6 in 2006, 11 in 2007, obviously increasing every year. Last year, oh my gosh, you have a litany of incidents. But what I find particularly interesting, and who knows, may be added at some point since this is a work in progress. I find it shocking, quite frankly, and astonishing that Conficker didn't even get honorable mention on this list from last year. Is that part of an April Fool's joke from CSIS, maybe? There's an email address, techpolicy@csis.org, if you have suggestions for additions. I'm not going to bother because I don't want to encourage that kind of behavior, but I just think it's interesting. No mention, not even honorable mention of the dud that was Conficker. And the reason I think it's particularly astonishing is because the same day, after all of the hype and rhetoric and all of the press that came out the day of and the day after about how much of a not incident it really was, we also got that same day on April Fool's from Senator Jay Rockefeller, Senate Bill, I believe 773 and 78, right? 773 and 778, which deal with this issue, the cybersecurity issue. One was the department, the other was the cyber czar, right? Anyway, I thought that was interesting. No mention of Conficker. I guess that just proves how elusive Conficker really was. Also, another CSIS piece that I wanted to point to was a piece from 2006, again from one of my favorite guys, James Andrew Lewis. It was titled Strengthening Law Enforcement Capabilities to Combat Terrorism. You can imagine where that's going. But I thought it was interesting because, like I say, sometimes you want to go back and look at what these guys have said and see where things are and where they're going. And in light of what's just happened recently with the scanner technology, millimeter wave and backscatter, and all of the other things that we see happening, sometimes it's interesting to go back and look at these reports and see just how right these people were. So this was published not long after the events of September 11, 2001, and still fresh in people's minds at that point. The creation of Homeland Security was fairly new at that point. Anyway, just a couple of excerpts from this. This section is titled Technological Change and Increased Interception Capabilities. Let's see. Communications interception or wiretapping has been a powerful tool in law enforcement arsenal since the early 20th century. You might want to get one of those in-flight, bags in case you don't feel well kind of thing, because I'm telling you this report. And you see where things have gone. It's not a mystery. This is, when you read this, this is how you can tell. Like I said, if you want to know what's going to happen in the future, look at CSIS and you'll see what's being mapped right now and what we're just mindlessly wandering along into. Anyway, some of the excerpts. It says, the principal challenge to wiretapping comes from the internet. Before I go away from it, the reason that you have an increase, the numbers are misleading. That's why this report is probably so loosely thrown together. The report that I mentioned, the significant cyber incident since 2006, has to be thrown together loosely. And you look at that and you say, wow, the number of incidents, big incidents, doubled from 2006 to 2007. Yeah, but look at what has happened in terms of technology. And Hillary Clinton's speech on last week, I think it was Thursday, whenever it was, Thursday or Friday, when she was the Internet Freedom speech, she mentioned that there are 4 billion cell phones in use. And what a great way to, infect people with your putrid ideological leanings. That's not how she put it, but that's how it sounded to me. Which, again, is a reinforcement of the reality that the Internet is not going away for those who keep trying to assert that it is. That's completely false if you look at what the bad guys say, because it's such a wonderful, broad, far-reaching, low-cost mechanism for everything. Propaganda, control. I'll read you some of that stuff in this report from Lewis. Before September 11, public debate focused on the FBI's carnivore system, which can be installed at internet service providers. Remember what we played last week from Director Mueller himself compared with the fact that the FBI has been fabricating things to grab information, been fabricating legal documents to get your information, and it's not a big deal. The documentation is really to appease the service providers. Anyway, continuing. Before September 11, public debate focused on the FBI's carnivore system, which can be installed at internet service providers to monitor internet traffic. The system used mainly with smaller ISPs, as large ISPs have proprietary software to perform the collection task. Isn't that nice? Once a warrant is obtained, remember last week's broadcast, email traffic is examined automatically for messages from a suspect. If a message is found, it is saved for later law enforcement review. And this is 2003. Remember, this report is written. Privacy advocates and some in industry opposed deployment of carnivores, overly intrusive, and are now concerned that the fear and anger generated by the terrorist attack will sweep away opposition to intrusive technologies such as carnivore. These concerns were unreasonable even before September 11. I wonder what Lewis's position is. I wonder where this is going. Greater use of monitoring tools need not be a cause for concern if the appropriate legal safeguards, such as warrant requirements and judicial oversight, remain in place. Now, I would say warrant requirements. Remember last week's segment? Like I said, I played the clip, you know, from Mueller's own mouth. Oh, yeah, we have to... You know, we have certain legal requirements there, you know, those things, as long as we have the right paper. But then there's that Guardian story that's so troubling from last Tuesday. FBI fabricated terror emergencies to get phone records. And that's just one of many, many like it. So then you jump over to judicial oversight and back to the point that I made earlier about Ralph's broadcast and the fact that there is no such thing. That's one of the big illusions in the administrative system, is that there is some kind of oversight. Everyone's self-policing in the administrative world, which is a ridiculous idea. But the whole world's supposed to become more transparent. Yeah, right. Are administrative agencies and those individuals becoming more transparent at the highest levels? Listen to the conversation and the information Ralph revealed about David Varley, for example. How transparent is that situation? Continuing, skipping ahead, the lack of adequate privacy protection for Americans may inadvertently contribute to concerns over increased law enforcement capabilities as technology reduces anonymity and privacy. Americans might be more comfortable if they knew that data from internet IDs and surveillance devices like sensors and global positioning systems were not being exploited for commercial uses. Well, that's kind of unsettling now, isn't it? But he'll point out, and I'm going to throw a little more in here, he'll point out in just a minute how closely linked the fascist pie of the public-private partnership really is. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
I can see already I'm not going to make it. I'm going to try. We'll hurry. Let's see if we can do it. I'll race through this stuff. Without continuing, this is, again, James A. Lewis's report from CSIS.org, Strengthening Law Enforcement Capabilities to Combat Terrorism. This is from 2003. Believe me, the good stuff's just coming. Here it comes. Without multilateral support from a broad range of countries, U.S. restrictions on encryption would not prevent terrorists from obtaining unbreakable products from other sources. That's an interesting little section there. And I'm kind of skipping around a little bit. Not really skipping around, but I'm kind of jumping ahead. I encourage you to read it at your leisure. It's only about 10 pages long, I think, in its entirety. This section is titled Public Surveillance Technologies. Again, 2003. Listen to how is he completely wrong, or have we marched exactly in this direction today, up to this date, from then till now? Technological changes offer significant increases in the ability of police to monitor public activities. Sounds nice. A number of cities already have deployed closed-circuit cameras and automated face scanning systems to monitor public places. These systems, however, are relatively primitive, require expensive installations, and suffer from an abundance of false positives and misidentifications when the system matches an image to a criminal identity in a database. Doesn't that sound reassuring? Let's install all this stuff. And, you know, you might get lumped in with some, who knows, some radical insurgent somewhere because you were matched as a false positive. Continuing, improvements in surveillance will come as new technologies enter the market and are combined into new systems. Cheap, small, unobtrusive, portable sensors will collect visual or infrared data. Now, when you look at the smartphones and the iPhones and the Android and all of these types of devices that are coming out now, that technology has literally been around since the 80s or before. They've been using it since the 80s or before. The VR stuff, the stuff they call like virtual graffiti and things like that. Look that up, virtual graffiti. You look some of this stuff up. It's been around for a long time. It's just finally rolling out because people are ready for it. So, again, that's why you can, he's not guessing here. Let's see. Among them will be the disposable sensors or tiny coin-sized sensors capable of detecting movement or changes in light, and multispectral sensors such as the infrared sensors now found in some cars for night driving. Wireless connectivity will let these sensors link to the internet. Now think about this in the notion that the internet's going to go away. Think about the National Broadband Initiative next month, for example, in that context. Wireless connectivity will let these sensors link to the internet through the cellular telephone system, making them easy to deploy and mobile. Inexpensive GPS chips will make it easier to pinpoint the location of the sensors and their targets. You go to geoeye.com today, geoeye.com, and you can see that from space they can see a dinner plate. Continuing, connecting the internet will allow this sensor data to be matched against large remotely located databases and analyzed automatically by powerful computing resources. These quote-unquote networked recognition technologies already exist in prototype form, see? But improved wireless capabilities, which depend on the United States resolving bandwidth and radio spectrum allocations, hence, like I said, the National Broadband Initiative coming to a city near you, and will improve recognition software, need to be developed before they can be widely deployed. In the interim, remember enemy of the state? In the interim, we will see the piecemeal use of surveillance systems using increasingly sophisticated sensors in special locations like, guess where? Airports or border crossing points, maybe millimeter wave cannon technology, maybe backscatter. And remember, they're not going to give you the good stuff first. They're going to perfect the good stuff behind the scenes. They're using user testing right now. It's all... You're a big beta group. We're all a big beta group. It's ridiculous. Everything's in beta these days. Everything's, you know, it's absurd. Anyway, using face scanning systems in well-defined situations as a mandatory part of airline check-in process, for example, would overcome many of the shortcomings of today's technology. Sure, you think of that in conjunction with the false positives point. That's real assuring, isn't it? I got to get on a plane. I got to get somewhere. My job, my livelihood, my career depends on it. Sir, you've been flagged. It's a false positive. Well, it might be a false positive, but so what? You just lost your career. This system could be based on passport and visa photos, perhaps even driver's license photos. The courts have limited the ability of police. Listen to this. Courts have limited the ability of police to use sensors to look into houses, but appear to accept monitoring of public places. That's nice. So they can only, it's the ability to look into your house is limited. Of course, that's old technology, right? Tesla. Anyway, the benefits of such a system for airport security are unlikely to be challenged, but arguments will come as systems are deployed further a field, and as they are combined with GPS or biometric technologies that allow more precise identification and location of individuals. Isn't that nice? Sounds fun, doesn't it? We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hey, Republic Broadcasting. I'm Rob Gray, Executive Director of the American Open Currency Standard. Our team is hard at work here in Texas and across the country assembling the new economy, a system of trade built on honest money and American production. We're proud to report that we now have more than 26,000 merchants trading across the country and more than a dozen private silver currencies like the Lakota Nation and the John Galt. But the most stunning AOCS medallion by far is the new Andrew Jackson Anti-Banker, available right now at RepublicSilver.com. Log on to RepublicSilver.com and get your hands on the investment-grade 999 fine silver Andrew Jackson barter medallions and stretch your purchasing power in our extensive trade network. And be sure to stop by the AG Trading Post in Dallas, the only store that refuses FRNs where you can trade your Jacksons for top quality goods. Be a part of it today at RepublicSilver.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
All right, I'm going to breeze through a couple of these things. We got a long way to go, but hopefully you can see where this is going. So Lewis writes, benefits of such a system for airport security are unlikely to be challenged. I would say I challenge any alleged benefit personally, but he says, but arguments will come as systems are deployed further afield, you know, as we keep advancing. And as they are combined with GPS or biometric technologies, maybe like Verichip perhaps, because when did Verichip start? And rest assured that he knew, but that was still a young, burgeoning enterprise when this was written. Think about how far we've come in such a short period of time. My goodness. Unbelievable. And I didn't say the technology was new. I said the enterprise was new, just to be clear. GPS signals, GPS signal processors will continue to shrink in size and cost. When these chips are built, not if, when these chips are built into cars, laptops, and cell phones, how many people have ever used one of the IBM laptops, for example? They're notorious for having the biometric scanning technology in them. Toshiba and others have obviously used it as well. When these chips are built into cars, laptops, and cell phones, they will allow authorities to pinpoint location. And when he says pinpoint, they mean pinpoint. The result will be a world where it is much more difficult to hide or become anonymous or lost. You know, and this reminded me of the new F-150 smart truck commercials Dennis Leary is voicing, and we're going to play one of them. There's a clip in the middle. This isn't the good one that I wanted, but I can't find that one. This one's on YouTube. Anyway, you've probably seen the one that I'm talking about where you hear that this truck can do everything, and you kind of, you know, he says it's like a mobile office in the commercial that I wanted. and or something to that effect. And it's just absolutely astonishing the kinds of things that it can do. But there's a clip in the middle, so we'll play this clip. Listen for it. You know, it'll look for your lost tools and things. And how, pray tell, will it do that? Anyway, listen to this. Go ahead, please. I don't believe that you could write this way and be...
Okay, odds are if you're one of the people in America with a pickup truck, it ain't a luxury, it's a way of life. And chances are you're not making your money pushing a pencil or hand mop. You're actually working for every dollar and need your truck. So at a time when gas is more expensive than bourbon, and you gotta get more done in less time, it'd be nice if there was a truck that had more to offer than just payload, towing, and mileage numbers. Well, the Eagle has landed. Say hello to the all-new 09 F-150. It ain't just about numbers and brute strength. It's about doing things no truck has ever done before. It can help load cargo, find lost tools, connect you to the internet, squeeze more out of a gallon of gas, and keep your trailer from shaking like a plate full of Jell-O. This thing is 5,000 pounds of, hey, can I give you a hand with that? And oh yeah, guess what? Towing, payload, mileage, nobody's got better numbers. The truck game has officially changed, and your unfair advantage is right here. It's not just a new truck, it's a new F-150.
See how cool it is to have RFID and GPS technology built right into your truck so your location and identity can be pinpointed at all times? Not that that's a bad thing, right? I mean, because like Eric Schmidt over at Google says, if you're doing something that you don't want people to know about, maybe you shouldn't be doing it. I'm being facetious, of course. Anyway, just a few of the highlights going forward, because we don't have time to go through as much of this as I'd like to, but I would encourage you to glance at it if you get a chance over at CSIS. Biometric technologies, and again, RFID and implants and things are certainly within view when this is written. But obviously, it's a little scary when he wrote this, so, you know, you can't write that at that point. You have to wait until it's couched in more palatable terms like you can today. Oh my goodness, we have the H1N1 flu outbreak, and Verichip says that they can design a chip that'll help identify it in case you ever fall ill and you know are wheeled into the hospital and non-communicative, so they can stick a chip in you to see if you have H1N1. How nice. And by the way, we can now that we have Steel Vault, we can combine the technologies, and your identity, your health records, and your credit records can all be combined. So it's a nice little tidy transaction when you roll into the hospital. Isn't that perfect? Anyway, biometric technologies will link people's legal and physical identities by using retinal scans, thumbprints, or even voice scans to validate claims to an identity. Listen to this, and remember the report that I read last week about restricting access to the internet using RFID technology. Remember, I read that report jumping forward a little bit. I think that was 2008 or last year. This one is obviously 2003. You can see how they connect. But listen to what it says. Biometric technologies will link people's legal and physical identities by using retinal scans, thumbprints, or even voice scans, and we know RFID technology, to validate claims to an identity, and allow access to systems. Now I ask you, is the internet a system to allow access to systems? Let's see. The United States has already begun to incorporate biometric data into some immigration documents, et cetera, et cetera. The information they collect must be integrated with the national indices system, the watch list, and other essential databases. Now, that kind of leaves the door wide open, doesn't it? Other essential databases? Our legal system has not sorted out the line between private and public for these technologies. Yeah, there's more on that, but like I said, I'm giving you the high points. See, he's pointing to the fact that it's just one giant fascist enchilada. Congress and the courts have not dealt with this yet, although the laws governing search and seizure or wiretaps offer some precedent. European models of domestic security, where national identification cards and extensive national police powers are routine, do not fit well with America's constitution and heritage. Still, they reflect a long experience with terrorism. What? So what, you're saying it's okay? Listen, some elements of the European approach to counterterrorism can be accommodated to constitutional safeguards, really, but others require careful consideration. And what in the you-know-what does that mean? The United States has made considerable strides in the last few years, but overcoming sensitivities over sovereignty issues and differences in national laws will require compromise and delicate work. Wait a minute, overcoming sensitivities over sovereignty issues? You see that? You're going to get steamrolled, crushed. That's where we're headed. And, you know, there's all kinds of weird sound bites in this thing, you know, talking about, this is a section titled Law Enforcement and Intelligence Cooperation, talking about, you know, linking them more directly, and I've read several of his reports to that effect, but a couple of sound bites. It says, we need to find an approach that allows for effective cooperation between intelligence and law enforcement, et cetera, et cetera. Let's see. Law enforcement and intelligence operations are fundamentally different. Successful intelligence agencies routinely violate foreign laws. What? Isn't that bizarre? I mean, it's, and the logical mind should take you immediately over to, just like when you're in junior high and you have that weird feeling because so-and-so is talking to you, you know, so-and-so A is talking to you about so-and-so B. And you get that weird feeling like, man, I don't know if I want to talk to you anymore because I know if you're talking to me about so-and-so B, the moment you go over to so-and-so B, you're going to start saying the same crap to them that you're saying to me about them, only it'll be about me. So the point is, if they're violating foreign laws, is there some kind of preclusion from violating domestic laws? Of course, we know that's not the case because I read the piece. Guardian published it. How come that's not, doesn't have people up in arms? Can you believe what we live with today? FBI fabricated terror emergencies to get phone records. The Bureau also issued authorizations for the seizure of records after the fact in order to justify unwarranted seizures. The FBI subsequently issued a blanket authorization covering all past searches, although its legality was questioned. And we just live with it. And Lewis writes, successful intelligence agencies routinely violate foreign laws. Sure. So what successful intelligence agencies are operating here that are violating foreign laws here, if you follow me? Anyway, when you think about the linkage of, you know, what created the American intelligence apparatus, and again, yeah, you know, the most recent mention of that was The Irregulars by Jeanette Conant. Anyway, I got to jump out of here because we're running out of time. But as I said, it's an interesting report. You can look at it. And that's just one of those things that I look at, and I think it's very eye-opening. So you wonder. You start reading his stuff, and you look back. Year after year, the guy's right. How does he know? It's a rhetorical question, of course. Speaking of CSIS, last mention, I suppose, is what is it? A piece by Joanna Mendelson Foreman, Haiti's Recovery, What Comes Next. It's cryptic but revealing. It's brief too, so it's a quick read, but, you know, if you're interested in that. Speaking of Haiti, by the way, lots of speculation, especially about the, you know, the whole, what do you call it? Takeover? The overrun? A couple of things on that, because I keep hearing a lot of rumblings about that, speculation. But, you know, particularly weird in light of that are just some really strange things. I thought it was strange that Hillary Clinton gave her speech, or she was down there visiting. She gave her warmest wishes for a peaceful and prosperous year when she was down there helping Haiti celebrate their 206th anniversary of independence on January 1st, 2010. But she gave a little speech on December 29th. Some weird things, and you can look at some of the remarks that she made, and then you take that, and as another tangent before I continue on this takeover subject, you couple what she said with what Pat Robertson and Rush Limbaugh said, which all kind of ran together to spark that beggar thy neighbor approach that I keep mentioning, which achieves the balkanization through Stockholm syndrome that it did. Everybody's defending their kidnapper in every corner. You know, the Limbaugh fans are defending him. Robertson, same thing. You know, people who call themselves Christians who couldn't you know, find it in you know, if it dropped in their laps because they're listening to goofballs like that. Anyway, it all comes together to achieve that balkanization, divide us all. Anyway, her remarks were kind of eerie based on what happened just a couple weeks later on the 12th. But also unsettling, you know, when you're trying to dispel myths and rumors and conspiracy theories, as Cass Sunstein would say, you don't want to do this kind of stuff. Washington Post ran a headline on this. They ran the story on the 22nd, on Friday. The headline, I believe you'll find there now, at last check anyway, the headline is U.S. troops to help oversee Haiti ports, roads, and earthquake relief. And it says United States on Friday secured formal approval for the U.S. military to help oversee all Haitian air and sea ports and to help secure Haitian roads in support of international relief efforts. International relief efforts. Keep your eye on that one. We'll come back to that in a second. According to an agreement signed in Haiti by the United States and the United Nations. Well, where was Haiti in that? It's kind of interesting. But wait, here is the original headline and teaser. It said, U.S. given authority over Haiti ports and roadways in earthquake relief effort. As a headline, it says, United States on Friday formally obtained broad military powers to oversee all Haitian air and sea ports and to secure Haitian roads in support of international relief efforts, according to an agreement signed in Haiti by United States and the United Nations. That has a little different tone, doesn't it? And so why would you change the headline and the teaser that dramatically if you're trying to dispel myths and rumors and things? Apparently the person who formulated the headline and teaser was, I guess, as taken aback as most people are as they see what's happening. Now let's talk about the international relief efforts for a second. I think that's where I wanted to go. Yeah. I would say as an aside, by the way, do you know how the administrative state bypasses Article 1, Section 8, Clause 11, which obviously says that Congress has the power to declare war, right? Not the executive branch, certainly not some administrative lackey somewhere in some department, even if it is the DOD. But how is this happening? How does that get circumvented all the time? I mean, don't people mention that all the time and how it's such a violation of the Constitution, blah, blah, blah. Well, you and I know that the game that's being played has literally zero to do with the Constitution. It has breached the walls of the Constitution, the confines, and it's a tumor, a malignant cancer on the side of the three duly constituted branches. Actually, it's a malignant tumor on the side of the executive branch primarily that has metastasized and kind of grown into the other branches and sucking life and power from the other branches as well. But without getting too far off track, most people don't even know this is the case, but it's true and it's not a secret. Even the DOD, DOJ, everybody knows it. The way that the administrative state or administrative branch gets around or circumvents Article 1, Section 8, Clause 11, even if the executive doesn't declare a state of war, how is it that I forget. You know, we hear about these operations happening everywhere. How is it? Two things that you want to know about with regard to this when we come back, I promise you. If you don't know, very revealing. We'll be right back.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the total transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the total transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The total transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Okay, welcome back. All right, so what I was trying to choke out was how is it, I've mentioned retired U.S. Air Force Colonel Sam Gardner. We've actually played the clip from 2006, him on CNN with CNN Situation Room with Wolf Blitzer. I believe it was in September when Blitzer says, you know, what would it take for the order to be given to go into Iran? And Gardner says, it's already done. It's already happened. We've been there for probably 18 months already. He was on Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman, I believe, in April of the same year, saying the same thing. He wrote a report for Century Foundation titled The End of the Summer of Diplomacy, Assessing U.S. Military Operations, or excuse me, Options on Iran. And that was published the same year. I think it was September of the same year. You can find it over at the Century Foundation. Anyway, I've mentioned that too. You know, he said, I think we played that clip on the air too. He said to Amy Goodman, you know, Rumsfeld said, let's keep it below the CNN line. And when he said that, she said, below the what? And he said, the CNN line. And then he said, you're catching your breath when he heard her sort of gasp. Anyway, so how does this happen? How does a guy like that come on the air, and how is he not killed for saying that? And how does this continue to happen without heads rolling and people in mass going to prison? Well, the first part that's you need to know is that it's 10 U.S.C. 101. 10 U.S.C. 101. Which says a military operation against enemy and opposing forces declared by the Secretary of Defense designation or by operation of law is how that happens. So Defense Secretary can say, you know, when Robert Gates is running around saying what he's saying, yeah, you know, those are bad guys, those are bad guys, those are bad guys. According to 10 U.S.C. 101, that's okay. But see, back when Sam Gardner was running around saying what he was saying, at that moment, we were trying to clean all this mess up with things like John Warner Defense Authorization Act, and that's a bunch of nonsense. Because everything, you know, you take these crises and you supposedly do something good, and any good that's ever supposedly done, and there's really no good that's done by these things. I think it was Tacitus that said the more numerous the laws, the more corrupt the state. Anyway, you take something supposedly good, you take advantage of the crisis, and then you dump some trash in it. Anyway, John Warner Authorization Act passed into law October 17th, 2006, supposedly to deal with some of this type of stuff. Well, what happened? There's still these loopholes. Getting to the contractor issue and the whole Blackwater, DynCorp, all that stuff. What's going on? I thought we cleaned this stuff up. And now we're trying to do it with things like media. How is this happening? How does it continue to happen? Well, the reason that they're still an out is because the folks that are still statutorily unlimited or precluded from things like John Warner Defense are the DOD people, the contractors, and third country nationals. So what you have is a situation exactly like Jeremy Scahill has written, where Defense Department can contract with contractors who can hire third country nationals or mercenaries from other countries to come do bad things. Oh, and by the way, the other thing that I want to mention before we go out, this doesn't include humanitarian relief or disaster relief, which is another loophole. Isn't that interesting? We're out of time. It's an honor and a pleasure as always. Take care. God bless, and we'll catch you on the other side.
With recent international